Mondays. Melody Hobson, president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and every Monday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Good morning, Melody. How was your Mother's Day?
It was great. Thank you.
Aw. Your first. Aw. All right, Melody. You want to talk about student loans, and we know that student loan, the rates are going up. We know that student loans, are when you get out of school, this'll be the biggest debt you'll ever have, probably, except maybe a mortgage. Student loans aren't going anywhere. They're getting higher and higher and higher and putting people in a desperate hole.
Yeah, there's a lot here. There's a recent study by Gallup, along with Purdue University, and they found that student loan debt is not only affecting people financially, it's also showing up as affecting their personal well-being. And that's something that I don't think people really expect to hear.
How so?
So they're saying that students with higher levels of student loan debt not only face the financial limitations that you would expect them to have, okay, so they're less likely to start a business or own a house, for example, because they're saddled with the debt. But they also suffer from decreased well-being in all categories across the board. So it's everything from happiness to just basic decisions in their lives. They looked at people who had debt of $40,000 compared to people who had no debt and found that, you know, it was really making a difference in their well-being, including their physical well-being.
Women aren't women don't want to have children because of all the debt.
Yes,
they don't want to start a family.
Families are being started later. We saw that not only just from student loan debt, but the financial crisis in general. Mm-hmm. You saw a delay in what is called household formation.
Okay, so let's just skip to what can we do.
Yeah, so there's a couple things. One, you know, the sooner you can start preparing for saving for your child's college education, the better. But, you know, I've said this many times, don't save for your child's college at your own expense of your retirement because you'll end up living with them. So that's a really bad idea, and I know that's controversial for some people. I always joke the best thing you could do for a kid is make sure they do their homework because there's so many scholarships and things out there that can be there for them. And the better their grades, the easier it is for that to happen. But when you do save, one of the things that we do as African Americans, we take the most conservative route typically because we don't want to take any risk. So we put the money in a savings account. That's something I'm going to tell you to avoid. You need to invest the money in stocks and bonds for growth. So a simple example, let's just say you save $1,000 a year for 18 years. You only put in a savings account. You'll have $21,000 by the time your kids go to college. Now remember, you've put $18,000 away. If you had invested it even in a combination of stocks and bonds and gotten a 5.5% return over that time, you'd have $32,000. So that's $11,000 more, which means that with the average student graduating with about $40,000 in college debt, you would have put a big dent in that debt.
So save for your kid's college education, but don't put it in a savings account.
Don't put it in a savings account because you're not going to get the growth that you need.
And even with a conservative investment, you're still going to do better than you are with the most conservative, which is a savings account.
That's exactly right. Big mistake people make thinking, I don't want to take any risk.
All right. Read more about this on blackamericaweb.com. Money Mondays with Melody Hobson.